John Francis Dugan, firstly, congratulations. You're the new manager of the Donegal League Oscar Traynor team. There was a meeting of the league executive and you've been selected. First of all, what tempted you to go for this role?
Thanks a million, Chris. What tempted me to go for the role? Probably the attraction of knowing that all the best players now and that's available to the Donegal League are playing in the Donegal League. Like with the Ulster Senior League gone, all I know that some of the players, the Cork Hull players, went back to Inishowen, but the quality that is drip fed back into the Donegal League in the last number of seasons has been immense from the Ulster Senior League, and it's a really attractive proposition there now to take on the Oscar Traynor team, and it's a prestigious role at the best of times, but I think even more so now with the players that's available, potentially available, and the clubs that are back in the league. The league's probably never had a higher profile than it has now because of what has happened in intermediate football in the county. But so it was really attractive proposition, and it's something that I threw me hat at, hoping I would get it, and was lucky enough that the committee selected me.
So very much a case of intermediate losses, juniors gain, and as you mentioned, you know, the likes of Letterkenny Rovers, Bonnygee United, Swilly, Fannad, well, they were back down already, but having not so long ago been in the Ulster Senior League. And then we have the Kilmacrenans of this world, the Cages, the Kildrums. So probably one of your biggest tasks is that selection headache's going to be there. So what's your plans now in terms of looking at players and training and sort of the pathway before you actually have a match?
Well, We're still a bit unsure as the whole layout of the competition. There's still discussions going on between the different committees. But what we do know is that ourselves and Inishowen are on it. We're still waiting on word on Cavan Monaghan. So we're not even sure how many games we have or when the games are. All we know is that we have to have games played between now and our area games have to be finished before the end of January. So we're still unsure when the first game is. It could be pretty soon. So we don't have a great time scale in terms of preparation. It's not ideal. You'd probably rather another month, but that's the way that it's fallen. So what myself and the lads, the backroom team, we've kind of sat down, we've drawn up, like the three boys know the league inside out, know the players inside out, know the players that came down from the Ulster Senior League, know the clubs those in the Ulster Senior League. So we know all the players in the league more or less inside out. We're watching them, playing against them, managing against them. So we've drawn up a kind of a hit list, if you want, that we're going to target and see. Now, not everybody might be available, but, you know, we'll not have a stone unturned anyway, that we're going to try and get the best players we can in. But as I said, the talent pool is off the chart at the minute there. So even if you can't get four or five names in your list, like in the next four or five that will be filling it, there's not even a drop off in quality. So
absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your backroom team.
The backroom team now, I'd be pretty close with the three lads. I have Mark Forker, who's he's playing away with Cadieux, and he has bags of experience. He was over at Hearts as a young fella, and he's played about Ireland. He's played in the north. He's you know, great enthusiasm. He's a great man about the dressing room as well. Still a good player. He's probably hoping that he'll try and coax his way into the team somewhere. But James Doherty as well, Kilmacrenan, knows the league inside out. Knows the players inside out, has been there, done it. Kilmacrenan have been the top dogs for the last number of years, and I think he's been a big factor in that. He's leading them there. He's helping manage them himself, and Zola, you know, they've done a great job there for a couple of years. Christy Conahan's coming in as well. Christy is a tremendous player. He's a great brain for the game. He's back in with Letterkenny Rovers there now. He had a wee procedure done on the knee in the summer, and we thought that was unfinished. He left Cadieux, but he's slowly getting back into it at Letterkenny Rovers there. So another you know, another great man about the dressing room and about the training pitch. And, you know, even watching him when he was doing a kid, you know, just the wee bits and pieces that he would pass on to the younger players, you know, the experience, it's invaluable. Like, so, and the three lads have a great way with them as well. And, you know, they're three different clubs. They're watching different teams every weekend now because they're involved in games. So it's hard to get around and watch everybody. But with the three lads involved in different teams, they're seeing players every week, knowing what they're like playing against them. So it's good to have them there.
Now, for those people not familiar with the Oscar Traynor competition, in effect, it's an interleague competition. So you've got the cream of junior soccer from all over the country, different leagues being represented. It's a very difficult competition to win, but Donegal have a good record. I think it was 2016, they were in the semi-finals, quarter-finals 2019, and back in 1983, they beat the AUL League of Dublin, winning the trophy. And I was just looking up the team of that day, and I'm just going to read through the names because certainly older listeners, this is was a who's who of Donegal soccer. Bernard Dowds, Packy Boyle, Declan McAteer, Phil Durning, Hugh Gallagher, Donica McNeilis, Liam Sweeney, Patsy McGlanahy, Donal McGee, Liam McLaughlin, Jerry Coyle, John Kelly, Pat Doohan, Dolty Sweeney, Lachlan O'Rourke, Owen Harkin, Declan Boner, and Sean Ferry. That was the team sheet of the day from the match programme. So you're in it to win it, I take it?
Well, look, I mean, you said there it's a hard competition to win. I think one of the hardest things is to get out of our area, because if you look at the record of the NHL Own League and the number of years before COVID put a stop to the competition, I mean, they were thereabouts nearly every year, and one or two years they weren't was when Raymond Shields and Brian Dorian actually took Donegal into the later stages. So I think it's unfortunate that what we do know is that the Ulster area only has one team coming out. The other provinces or the other areas have more than one team coming out. So it's unfortunate because ourselves and Inishowen would probably, you know, be two of the stronger teams going on the past record of the last number of years in the country, but unfortunately something will have to give somewhere along the line. So,
well, that's going to be quite a game whenever it comes about, and as you say, whoever comes through that, you're not going to get many tougher a game than that. Time will tell. And finally, John Francis, how soon would you hope to get a group of the guys together for a sort of a first training session?
Well, again, I'm going to talk to some of the managers, because I want to talk to the managers first of the players that we have on the list. You know, just I want to reach out to them and talk to them about my plans for training and what we see that they'll be doing if they come into us, because I know I don't want to clash too much with teams themselves, because the standard in the league in the last number of years, as I said, has got really high. And I know now that the clubs themselves, their training sessions are of a high, high level. So I want the managers to understand that if they come into us as well during the week, that there's not going to be a drop-off, and that we're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be working independently from them. We'll try and see what their own players are doing at their own training, and then we'll tailor their training accordingly. So time frame, I would hope to start as soon as possible. Again, it could end up very rushed on us. I would hope that by the end of this week we have we know the makeup of the competition, and we'll have a kind of time scale of the games. It's just a wee bit up in air at the minute, but hopefully we'll get going sooner rather than later.